How about Elvis and hot dog rolls?
Yeah, man.
This is a fast one. But another one of Elvis's phases. Elvis's hot dog and hamburger kick, hamburger bun kick, was a strange one.
They're good for you, man.
He would tie the wrapper around the horn of the damn saddle and ride along eating those things. A lot of times, he'd take three or four sleeping pills, and he couldn't sleep them off. Because you can't sleep when you've taken 500 milligrams of something else beforehand.
Boy, I'm not myself, man. I don't know what it is.
Hell, he'd get up after 2 hours and go about on his normal day. Let me tell you, Lee Marvin and Cat Ballou didn't have anything on Elvis. Because he'd get up on that horse just about the time the sleeping pills took effect. And the faster he rode, the more he leaned.
Oh, man, I'm losing my equilibrium.
Elvis would walk around the ranch blown out of his skull with his cowboy hat on, gloves, cowboy boots, jeans, and this big padded pile coat that made him look even fatter. He'd be so stuffed in that jacket, his walk was almost like a waddle.
Hey, man.
And in his hand, he'd have that plastic see-through bag of hot dog buns. He looked like a little kid walking around with a sack in his hand.
I'm real sleepy, but I'm going to have another hot dog.
He'd talk to you. And he'd slur his words, and then he'd take a bite of that hot dog bun.
It sure is good, man.
Sort of ripping it off. And then you couldn't understand what he was saying for sure. It was just this muffled noise. Somebody talking through bread.
My pleasure me greatly, man. Call me if there's anything.
Jesus.
Imagine that picture. He's got the coat on, he's got the gloves and the cowboy hat, and he's riding a horse with a clear plastic bag of hot dog buns that he's eating.
God almighty.